各位弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace to you.
今年因为疫情的缘故，教会就取消了原本40周年堂庆所有的节目。
This year, due to the coronavirus pandemic, all events celebrating the church's 40th anniversary were cancelled.
很多弟兄姊妹呢，惋惜之余，不无有遗憾的感觉。
Many brothers and sisters felt sorry about this and expressed some regrets.
今个主日轮到我讲道。
So when it was my turn to preach this Sunday,
我就发现要讲的经文是马太福音25章主人和管家这个的比喻。
I discovered that my assigned scripture verse turned out to be Matthew chapter 25, which is the parable of the master and the servant.
其中29节，凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；没有的，连他所有的也要夺过来。
In verse 29, it says, For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away.
原来这个正是主恩堂第一年堂庆时，王君礼长老用来勉励会众的经文。
This is the exact same verse used by Elder Wong to encourage the congregation during the first anniversary celebration of LGC.
这张是印有出埃及记这几节经文的，不是幻灯片。
So here you see some verses of Exodus printed, and this is actually not a slide.
叫做 transparency, 是一种透明的薄胶纸。
So this is actually printed on a transparency, which is a kind of a thin transparent plastic.
是要靠 overhead projector, 过头的影机呢，投射在银幕上面的。
And this depends on an overhead projector to project the contents onto a screen.
哇，现在看上来当然是过时的科技啦。
So nowadays, this seems like an outdated technology.
但是当年我们就是用这张的 transparency 在主日在团契解释主恩堂的风格的。
But in those days, this is what we used to explain the style of LGC in our Sunday schools and at fellowship.
是历久弥新，不会过时的真理。
It is a truth that will last forever.
乜嘢系主恩堂嘅风格啊
？So what is the style of LGC？
就系每一个信徒，无论你系全职嘅或是带职嘅，都要积极参与侍奉。
That is every believer, whether in full time or in lay ministry, must actively participate in serving.
要善用神俾你俾我每个会有嘅恩赐同埋机会。
And make good use of the gifts and opportunities that God has entrusted to us.
虽然筹委会取消咗游船我食大餐等庆祝嘅节目。
So although the celebration organizing committee cancelled programs such as river cruises and dinner parties,
但系反而有佢嘅好处噶。
Well, in the end, it turned out well.
让我哋喺感恩节重新注目喺呢两段嘅经文上边。
So that in this Thanksgiving time, it allows us to refocus on these two passages we just read.
对后期加入教会的弟兄姊妹来讲，尤其重要。
This is especially important for the brothers and sisters who join the church later.
至少可以明白主恩堂命名背后的内涵和这间教会的特色。
At least to help them understand the meaning behind the naming of LGC and the characteristics of our church.
我的资料是从教会一周年纪念纪念特刊那里拿出来的。
So the information I had, or I'm telling you today, is actually found from the church first anniversary special issue.
我就转述同大家分享教会成立的经过。
So now I'll share with you the establishment of LGC.
教会在81年1月4日是借这个苏格兰会堂开始第一次的聚会。
So LGC rented the Scottish auditorium on January the 4th, 1981, and began our first worship service.
出席的人数呢，70零而已。
There were about 70 people present.
但是神将得救的人数呢，不断的加给给我们。
But the Lord kept adding to us the number of people who were saved.
第一年开了五次的慕道班。
In the first year, we had 5 secret classes.
有23人决志受浸。
23 people got baptized.
只得70几人聚会的小教会，不到一年就领了20几人信主，似乎难以相信。
The small church of only 70 people led more than 20 people to accept Christ in less than a year. This seems unbelievable.
但是更加难以想象的是什么呢？是每个星期日都有新朋友来参加。
But even harder to imagine was that there were new visitors every Sunday.
52个星期从未间断过。
For 52 weeks without any breaks.
52不是最高的纪录。
And 52 is not the highest record.
教会成立没多久就要考虑扣堂了，因为租的地方不方便。
So after the church has been established for a few months, it became necessary to consider purchasing a place.
哇！起先一睇到呢間小禮拜堂啊，就流曬口水啦，取聲於地啊。
So when we first saw this small chapel, we were over the moon.
但係買唔到啊。
But in the end, the deal didn't go through.
神有佢自己嘅心意。
Indeed, God had His thoughts and His ways.
因為呢間教會啊，原來只能夠坐百零人嘅啫。
Because this small church could only seat 100 people.
但是想不到会众的人数到了年尾的时候已经增加到190多了。
But the number of people in the congregation had increased to over 190 by the end of that year.
是开始聚会时的三倍那么多。
Almost three times what we started.
神为我们预备更好的地方。
God had prepared a better place for us.
到第二年堂庆的时候主恩堂已经有了自己的堂址。
By the time we celebrated the second anniversary, LGC had our own church building.
上主日的人数有多少呢？
So,
上主日学的人数平均有多少呢？ Okay.
So what's the average number of people attending Sunday school?
平均是160到170人。
It was 160 to 170 on average.
有成人的，也都有儿童班。
There were both adults and children classes.
四个团契先后成立。
Four fellowships were subsequently established.
这个是 Super Daniel 团。
This is the Super Daniel Fellowship.
这个是侍奉团。
This is the Stewards Fellowship.
这个是以林团。
And this is Elam Fellowship.
起始的时候啊，开始的时候人数不是很多。
So at the beginning, there aren't a lot of people.
不過後來大部分的會友都享受到團契的生活。
But in the end, most of the members enjoyed fellowshipping with one another.
神的供應是足夠有餘的。
So God's provision is more than sufficient.
教會從來不需要在崇拜的時候收奉獻。
LGC never needs to collect offerings during Sunday worship.
這個傳統40年一直維持到今天。
This tradition has not changed, and it has maintained for 40 years until today.
而教会用在外展的奉献呢，比常费呢多四分之一。
And LGC outreach expenses are a quarter more than general expenses.
我提这些数字不是想炫耀主恩堂曾经有过辉煌的一段日子。
I mention these numbers not to brag about the once upon time glorious days of Lord's Grace Church.
这些是毫无意义的。
This is meaningless.
但我想将大家的眼目重新注视在今天所读的两段经文上面。
Rather, I want us to refocus on the two scriptural passages that we read today.
思想教会可以值得感恩的原因。
To think of the areas that we can give thanks for.
原来当信徒名副其实活出这两节经文的时候，就一定会经历神诸般的应许。
When we as believers live out these two passages in reality as well as in name, we shall definitely experience God's promises.
当年开方的弟兄姊妹替下一代留下见证。
The brothers and sisters who were pioneers before us left a testimony for the next generation.
证明这条侍奉和敬拜的道路是行得通的。
They proved that this path of ministry and worship works.
是蒙神祝福的。
And it's blessed by God.
英文 talent, 因此这两个字是源于希列文 talenta, talenton 这个字。
The word talent in English is derived from the Greek word talenton.
是圣经影响西方文化的一个例子。
An example of the influence of the Bible on Western culture.
所以一提到因此的时候，不少的信徒就有了先入为主的误解。
So when it comes to the word talents, many believers have preconceived misunderstandings.
主人给仆人的塔连德就是代表神赐给信徒属灵的恩赐。
They supposed that the talents that the master gave to the servants represent the spiritual gifts which God bestows on the believers.
好似保罗喺哥林多前书讲喎，知识嘅言语啊，行异能啊，做先知啊，医病等等嘅恩赐。
Like the ones Paul described in 1 Corinthians 12, which concerns the words of knowledge, performing miracles, prophecy, healing the sick, and so on.
有啲信徒咧，立刻就会联想到啦。咁神俾咗我乜嘢嘅恩赐啊
？So a lot of believers immediately think, "So, huh? What talents have God given me?"
喂，好似冇乜嘢喎。
Well, it seems like nothing.
於是就產生咗大細超之分。
So what results is a sort of favoritism.
喂，既然恩赐嘅多少同埋性质系主人随己意分俾各人嘅，恩赐多嘅自然应该做多啲嘢咯。
So since the amount and the nature of the gifts is given by the master who distributes it to each person according to his own will, in that case, the more gifted should naturally do more.
嗱，分得少，你估我想噶
？Well, and if I get less, do you think I have a choice?
嗱，唔赐俾我口才，我点样讲道，点样教主日学啊？
Well, if I was not given the eloquence of speech, how can I preach or teach Sunday school?
喂，我豆沙喉啊，点样参加诗班啊
？Well, if I'm born with a hoarse and crackling voice, how can I join choir?
喂，我又唔系大公司嘅 CEO 啊，冇行政嘅才干，点样做执事啊
？I'm not the CEO of a large company, so without administrative abilities, how can I be a deacon?
啊，只要我参加主日崇拜。
So, as long as I participate in Sunday worship,
哎呀，按时奉献支持圣工
tithe timely and support the work of the church,
咪算得将神交俾我嘅他连得用嚟修息咯。
I'm using the talents God gave me to generate interest for Him.
将来向主人交账
and I should be able to give an account to the master.
如果你咁样解读呢段经文嘅时候咧，就会碰到几个困难啦。
If you interpret this passage this way, there will be several difficulties.
因为第十五节啊，提到一件事。
Because verse 15 says,
主人根据各人的能力和合本译造，按着各人的才干，英文话 according to his own ability, 将佢嘅产业交俾佢哋管理。
The master entrusts the talents to each of the servants according to his own ability.
乜嘢系个人嘅能力？乜嘢系自己嘅才干呢
？So what is his own ability? What is our own ability?
同神俾我哋嘅恩赐有冇分别同埋冲突咧
？Is there a difference or are there any conflicts from the gift given by God?
喂，既然恩赐系圣灵随己意分俾各人嘅，点解保罗就叫哥林多嘅信徒要切慕属灵嘅恩赐，而且切切求更大嘅恩赐咧？
So since the gifts are distributed by the Holy Spirit to each one, just as he determines, why did Paul call on the believers in Corinth to eagerly desire spiritual gifts and eagerly desire the greater gifts?
有冇用呢
Is this work? Is it feasible?
嗱，耶稣所讲做神恩赐管家嘅比喻咧，同世界指一个人要尽量发挥个人嘅潜能系完全唔同嘅。
So Jesus' parable of being a steward of God's gift.Is completely different from the world's viewpoint of a person trying to maximize his own potential.
Because verse 14
clearly indicates that this is a parable of the kingdom of heaven. It is a teaching and warning for the people of the kingdom of heaven.
Only those who understand their own
position
as believers can understand it.
So only believers who know their identity can hear,
先就明白恩赐同埋恩典嗰个嘅关系
and understand the relationship between gifts and grace.
嗱，有一次我哋玩集体游戏
So one time during a group game,
有人就问我太太 Lydia， 你点解嫁俾你老公噶
？Someone asked my wife Lydia, why did you marry your husband?
喂，佢有乜嘢咁好啊
？What's good about him?
佢就毫不犹豫咁就讲啦。
Without hesitation, she answered.
佢话系废物利用啊嘛。
Well, I am in the recycling business.
所以我时时要仰望我太太噶。
So often I have to look up to my wife.
因为佢唔单止比我高寸几，而且有属灵嘅智慧。
Because she is a few inches taller than me, and she also has spiritual wisdom.
原来啊，每个信徒名字后面啊，都有四条尾噶，都有四个嘅咸头噶。
It turns out that every believer have four titles tagging after our names.
是被拣选的族类。
They are the chosen race.
是君尊的祭司。
A royal priesthood.
是圣洁的国度。
A holy nation.
是属神的子民。
God's own people, a people belonging to God.
这四重的身份正正是表明神赐给我们废物利用的恩典和凭据来的。
So these fourfold identities give evidence of the grace of God to recycle useless things.
你和我虽然是废物，但是神不单止可以利用，而且可以重用的。
So although you and I are both useless, but God can not only use us, but also reuse us.
这个是事实。
This is a truth.
但是如果我们不被神所用，我们仍然是废物。
But if we are not used by God, we are still useless.
这个也都是事实。
This is also the truth.
就是今天经文所说的，凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；没有的，连他所有的也要夺过来。
To express this theologically, this is what this today's verse says. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have,Even what he has will be taken away.
那原文啊，仆人呢个字咧系指奴隶嘅，系指主人自己嘅奴隶。英文话 his own slave 第十四节。
In the original text, the word servant refers to slaves. It means the master's own slave, as in verse 14.
喺所有嘅奴隶中啊，主人叫 call 召咗三个人嚟，把财产。把这个产业交托他们管理。
Among all the slaves, the master called these three and entrusted them with his property, in other words, wealth, to manage.
弟兄姊妹，我们未信主之前是罪恶的奴隶。
Brothers and sisters, we were slaves to sin before we believed in the Lord.
为了将我们买赎回来，耶稣要替你和我付出沉重的代价。
In order to redeem us,Jesus paid a heavy price for you and I.
我们不再属乎自己，我们是属乎神的嘛。
We no longer belong to ourselves, but to Him.
我们是神家里面的一份子，是基督身体里面的肢体嘛。
We are a member of God's family, a part of the body of Christ.
这个就是神终极的恩典啊。
This is the ultimate grace of God.
是恩典中最大的恩典。
The greatest grace of all grace.
请留意，不单只是恩典，也都是恩赐。
Please note, it's not just grace, it's also a gift.
是恩赐中最大的恩赐。
The greatest gift of all gifts.
所以作为主恩堂的会友，请你记得。
So as a member of LGC, please take this to heart.
你不单只已经得着恩典中最大的恩赐，耶稣已经赐给你恩赐中最大的恩赐。
So you not only get the greatest gift of all gifts, you also receive the greatest grace of all grace.
所以以弗所书第二章第八节咧，保罗讲得好清楚啦。
So therefore, in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8, Paul said it very clearly.
你哋系靠上帝嘅恩典，凭信心而得救嘅。
For it is by grace that you are saved through faith.
不是出于行为，免得你们自夸。
And not of yourselves, so that no one can boast.
所以作为神恩赐的管家呢，不应该视为我们要替神做什么事。
So therefore, being a steward of God's gift, we should not see ourselves as working on behalf of God.
因为这个心态啊，立刻就将自己由管家由 steward 这个身份贬为caretaker 管事的地位。
Because such mentality immediately reduces us from the status of a steward to the status of a caretaker.
喂，作为管家咧，我哋就会好兴奋嘅、好积极嘅运用主人交俾我哋嘅他连德啊嘛，期望着向主人交账嘅时候获得奖赏同埋称赞。
So a steward is active and excited to use the talents that the master gave him, expecting to be rewarded and praised when the accounts are settled.
Caretaker 咧，管事嘅就唔系咁样样噶咯。
So what about the attitude of a caretaker then?
越少事管咪越好咯。
Well, the less work, the better.
做多就错多。
Because the more work, the more chances of making mistakes.
唔參與咪唔會得罪人咯。
Well, and if I don't participate, there's no danger of offending people.
亦都唔會俾人得罪咯。
And other people won't offend me as well.
係啱嘅喎。
This is absolutely correct.
但你有冇諗過一件事？呢、这個態度啊嚇，你係會得罪神。
But have you thought about such an attitude is offensive to God?
因為你輕看佢俾你嘅恩典同埋恩賜。
Because you despise His grace and gifts that He has given you.
你將佢俾你嘅他連燈埋在地裏。
So what you are doing is actually hid the talents He had given you in the ground.
嗱，保羅喺哥林多前書下十第一章佢話。
So Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
佢話神揀選咗世上愚拙嘅。
God chose the foolish.
軟弱嘅。
The weak.
卑贱嘅
，the lowly，
冇有嘅
，and the despised，
本来就系废物嘅
，in other words， useless stuff。
但系神却使基督成为我哋嘅智慧、哦。
But in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom for God，
成为我哋嘅公义、圣洁同埋救赎、哦。
And our righteousness, holiness, and redemption。
保罗讲嘅岂唔系百分之一百废物利用嘅恩典同埋恩赐？
Isn't Paul talking about grace and gift?
因为救恩这个恩赐完全改变了你和我生命的本质。
Because the gift of salvation has completely changed the nature of our lives.
因为耶稣的智慧变成了我们的智慧。
The wisdom of Jesus becomes our wisdom.
耶稣的救赎，耶稣的 redemption 啊，医治咗你我生命中乜嘢嘅内伤，乜嘢嘅心伤。
And the redemption of Jesus heals any internal wounds in our lives.
让你同我生命中本来残缺嘅变成祝福。
And turns our disabilities into a blessing.
嗱，所以喺以弗所书二章第十节咧吓，就有乜咁讲讲啦。
In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, it says.
他说上帝是我们的创造者，他藉着基督耶稣改造了我们。
God is our creator. He transformed us through Christ Jesus.
改造呢，英文译做 workmanship， 是有加工啊、塑造啊、陶造的意思。
So transform is translated into workmanship in English, which has the meaning to process and to shape.
目的是什么呢？要我们行善啊，这个是他早已计划要我们去做的。
So what is the final purpose of this? And this is actually to, for us to do good works. And he had already ordained that we should do them.
这个就是主恩堂、主恩的意思了。
So this is the meaning of Lord's Grace in our name, Lord's Grace Church.
所以作为主恩堂的会众啊，让我们活出登高山而小天下的豪气。
So as members of LGC, let us live from the mountaintop of God's grace, where things of the world grow strangely dim.
神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
For God who did not spare his own son,But delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
弟兄姊妹，原谅我讲说话有时倔或者唔够圆滑。
So brothers and sisters, forgive me for making a crude comment.
唔好再斤斤计较，要找寻啊，要发掘啊，自己有乜嘢嘅恩赐。
Don't get fixated about finding or discovering what gifts I have.
呢啲系徒劳无功嘅行动嚟噶。
For that is futile.
亦都唔好。不停地说，哎呀，叹息，我什么恩赐都没有。
And stop moaning and saying that I don't have any gifts at all.
这些是无病呻吟的无聊。
Pining without cause is just boring.
神既不爱惜自己的儿子为我们众人舍了，岂不已经把各样的恩赐和耶稣一同白白的赐给我们么？
Since God, who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all,Has he also not freely given us all gifts with Jesus?
我哋竟然觉得唔够。
Is that still not enough?
冇用。
Useless?
所以弟兄姊妹啊，我哋千万唔好睇小自己。
So brothers and sisters, do not look down upon ourselves.
每一个信徒都系独特嘅。
Every believer is unique.
冇错，世界好多啊吓平平凡凡嘅人。
In this world, there are a lot of common folks.
但係世界絕對冇平凡嘅信徒嘅喎。
But there is absolutely no ordinary believer in the world.
因為神喺你同我身上咪已經傾到咗佢絕不平凡嘅恩典同埋恩賜啊嘛。
Because God has poured out onto you and me His extraordinary grace and gifts.
所以與其問神啊，哎呀，我有咩嘅恩賜啊？係咪音樂啊？係咪教導啊？
So instead of asking God what special gifts I have, is it music? Is it teaching?
嗱，不如將重心放喺我有冇讓神喺我身上完成佢嘅工作同埋陶造。
Rather than that, let's focus on have I allowed God to complete His work in me, His molding of me.
以致我哋能够达到佢要求行善嘅目标同埋目的。
So that I can achieve the standard and purpose that He requires of me doing good.
嗱，保罗喺哥林多前书12章咧吓，讲得非常之清楚噶啦。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul stated very clearly.
佢话恩赐有多种，却是同一位圣灵所赐。
That there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them.
侍奉有多种，却是同一位主所赐。
There are different kinds of services, but the same Lord gives them.
工作有多种，却是同一位上帝赐俾每个人工作嘅能力。
There are different kinds of work, but the same God gives everyone the ability to work.
最啱一句和译本译做神却系一位在众人里面运行一切嘅事。
In the Chinese Union version, the last verse is translated as God is one.He is at work in everyone and in everything.
弟兄姊妹有冇留意啊？保罗将侍奉嘅机会、工作嘅能力、恩赐嘅分配合埋嚟一齐讲嘅喎。
Have you noticed? Paul spoke about the opportunity to serve, the ability to work, and the distribution of gifts, all linking them together as one.
因为呢三样系互相结连、息息相关噶嘛。
Because these three are all interconnected and closely related.
都是同一位三位一体的神赏赐给你和我的他连德。
They are all talents given to us by the triune God.
他连德是主人 deliver, 亲自送上门给每一位管家特有的权利和机会。
So talents are the unique rights and opportunities which the master delivers to each steward.
我就比較喜歡天道馬太福音注釋作者 R.T. France 對他連德的解釋。
I like what R.T. France wrote in the Tyndale New Testament commentaries on Matthew.
他認為主人俾每個仆人嘅他連德咧，係指天國嘅特權同埋機會。
He says that the talent entrusted to each servant by the master are more likely to represent.The specific privileges and opportunities of the kingdom of heaven.
中文譯本神在眾人裡面運行一切的事，運行兩個字表達不出原文那種的動感和積極感。
In the Chinese translation of the same God at work in all things and everyone, the Chinese words for at work does not express the dynamics and actions of the original text.
英文 activates all of them 就譯出神這位三位一體的神主动启动你我一切的恩赐。
So if we translate this as activates all of them, it really brings out that lively message, and it is that God, the triune God, takes the initiative to activate all of our gifts, all of our ministry, and each and every work.
运作的模式是什么呢？
So what is the working mechanism?
就是圣灵在你我身上的彰显 manifestation of the Holy Spirit.
So it is the manifestation of the Holy Spirit in you and me.
目的不是叫你和我发挥自己的潜能成就个人的丰功伟业。
The purpose is not for you and I to realize our potential to achieve great things personally.
是为了要成为别人的祝福，多人的祝福。
Rather, it is to become a blessing to others, a blessing to many people.
所以跟住喺第七節咧，保罗就解释得好清楚啦。
So as Paul explained it very clearly in verse 7,
为咗使到大家都得到好处，圣灵咧就喺每一个人嘅身上边所彰显嘅也各不相同。
Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good.
乜嘢係對大家嘅好處呢？
So what is the common good?
原來聖靈嚇隨自己嘅意思，將各樣嘅恩賜、唔同嘅職份、種種侍奉嘅機會咧，分給俾各人。
So as it turns out, the Holy Spirit assigns the various gifts, different services, and various opportunities for ministry to each person according to his own will.
係啦，係按各人嘅能力，每個人嘅才幹。
And according to each person's ability and each person's talent.
係照神喺你同我身上嘅陶造啊。
So God's workmanship in us.
仲有按著教會嘅需要，作出合乎神心意嘅配搭。
And also the needs of the church. So all this to make a combination that conforms to the will of God.
為咗兩個嘅目的嘅啫。
This has only two purposes.
第一係對內嘅。
The first is internal.
第哥林多前書十四章所講，乃是為造就教會，建立基督嘅身體。
As mentioned in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 4, it is to build up the church to establish the body of Christ.
第二就係對外嘅，就係以弗所書第二章第七節所講。
And the second is external, and it's stated in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 7.
我哋要將神極豐富嘅恩典，就係佢喺基督耶穌裏面向我哋所施嘅恩慈，顯明俾後來嘅世代看。
In order that the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus, will be manifested in the coming generations.
其實呢個正係神啊，俾每個蒙恩得救信徒嘅委命、委託同埋任命。
In fact, this is exactly the mandate, meaning delegation and appointment, that God gives to every believer who is saved by grace.
如何完成呢個委命呢？就係管家嘅責任啦。
So how to fulfill God's mandate is the responsibility of the steward.
要做良善忠心嘅仆人，你話難又唔係難，易亦都唔係容易。
So to be a good and faithful servant can be neither too difficult nor too easy.
個關鍵喺邊度咧？個關鍵喺出埃及記三十六章第二節。
The key is Exodus chapter 36 verse 2.
凡耶和華賜佢心裏面有智慧，而且受感前來作這工的，摩西把他們和其他嘅人一同召來。
Every gifted artisan in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom, everyone whose heart was stirred, Moses called them to come and do the work.
嗱，呢節經文提出三個嘅行動，請大家留意。
So take a look at this verse. It actually presents three actions.
被召受感前来。
Pay attention to be called, the heart being stirred, and come forward.
你就会发现啊，参与建造会幕圣工呢个决定咧，唔系由你同我感觉有冇恩赐嚟主导嘅。
So you will find the decision to participate in the building of the tabernacle. This is not driven by if you or I feel that we have this gift or not.
因为最终是耶和华赐他心里面有智慧嘛。
Because in the end, it was the Lord who gave him the wisdom in his heart.
因为恩赐是从上而来的嘛。
Because gifts comes from above.
而且是耶和华安排他和其他有恩赐的人彼此配搭。
And it was the Lord who arranged for them to work with other gifted people.
真正的关键就是肯不肯回应圣灵的感动。
So the key is whether or not we want to respond to the calling of the Holy Spirit.
肯不肯接受上帝对你的呼召。
Whether or not to accept the call of God to come forward.
受感原文是 stir up, 是有搅动有激动的意思。
So in the original text, when we are moved by the Spirit, it says stirred up.
嗱，我哋要苦心自问下。
So ask yourself.
神有冇多次嘅感动你前来，激动你出来侍奉
？Has God moved you many times to come forward and motivate you to serve?
神有冇间接或者直接提你嘅名，叫你出嚟做执事、做部长、参加诗班、教主学？
Has God called you directly or indirectly and asked you to come and serve either as deacons or in the ministry teams or in the choir, etc.?
俾你一次又一次又一次建造教会嘅机会。
And gave you the opportunity again and again and again to build the church.
而好多时我哋嘅回应咧就系撒手拧头咯。
But so many times our response is that we shook our heads and declined.
好啊，谦卑咁讲，哎呀，我冇乜恩赐嘅，我唔得嘅，作为回应。
And humbly declaring that we are not gifted, replying that it's not something we can do.
嗱，保罗对咁样嘅信徒咧有特别嘅指引嘅。
And for such believers, actually, Paul has some kind of guidance.
如果你觉得乜都唔得，又冇乜恩赐嘅，你要留心啦。
So if you feel that you have no gifts at all and you are a bit of useless, then listen.
保罗话你要切切求那更大嘅恩赐。
Paul said, now eagerly desire the greater gifts.
其中更要羡慕嘅就要作先知讲道。
And desire the spiritual gifts, especially the gift of prophecy.
嗱，乜嘢叫做先知讲道咧
？So what is prophecy?
先知系 prophet。
So,
yeah. Yep. So, prophet is prophet. Ha, pro 啊 ，pro 就系代替嘅意思。先知啊，哈，就系代替神讲话嘅人。
So the pro in the word prophet means to substitute for.
点解呢个系最大嘅恩赐咧？
So why is this the greatest gift?
点解你羡慕就可以得着咧
？Why is it that when we desire it, we will get it?
因为君尊的祭司有一个终身的 mandate 嘛，就是要宣扬那照他们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德嘛。
Because the royal priesthood has a lifelong mandate, and that is to declare the praises of him who called them out of darkness into the wonderful light.
喂，如果你切慕一下讲耶稣啊，圣灵一定会俾你讲耶稣的恩赐同埋机会。
If we eagerly desire to talk about Jesus, the Holy Spirit will definitely give you the gifts and opportunities to help us complete this mission.
我预备讲到嘅时候咧，讲到呢度，突然间谂起一件事。
So, I suddenly thought about one thing.
我想讲另外一个嘅见证。
So, I want to tell you another story.
帮助大家明白今日所讲嘅经文。
And I hope this story will help you understand the passage that we talked about.
有一年有间教会咧，请我去讲道。
So one year, a church invited me to preach.
之后咧，佢个会友就打电话嚟俾我啦。
And then a member called me.
佢话有一位慕道嘅朋友啊，李先生啊，想请你食饭。
And the person told me, he said, there's a seeker, Mr. Lee, and
he 想请教你一个问题。
He wants to invite you to a meal, and also would like to ask you a question.
咁佢就补充一句啊，你唔去就走鸡啦。
He added, if you don't go, then you miss out.
佢話：阿李生咧係開餐館嘅，係大廚嚟噶。
He said, Mr. Lee is actually a chef. He opened a restaurant.
佢話：如果你去咧，佢親自下廚喎。
So if you went there, he's going to cook for you personally.
佢咁講過，梗係去啦。
Well, if that's true, I'll definitely go.
嗱，你估呢位朋友問我一條乜嘢嘅問題啊
？So get what is the first question Mr. Lee asked me?
佢話：阿陳醫生，你可唔可以話俾我聽？
He said, he asked, Dr. Chen, can you tell me?
佢話教會啊嚇，請你講道，俾幾多居馬費你啊
？How much honorarium does the church give you when you preach?
我話我唔知道喎。
I said I don't know.
因為我通常咧就將教會俾我嘅信封咧擺翻喺個奉獻箱裏邊噶嘛。
As I often place the envelope containing the honorarium back into the offering box.
佢話我唔明白啊。
He said, I don't understand.
佢話做醫生同開餐館差唔多噶嘛。
He said, from a business point of view, being a doctor is very similar as opening a restaurant.
因為星期日最多人幫襯啊嘛。
You get the most business on Sundays.
佢話你星期日唔開診同浪費咁多時間嚟教會講道，我唔明白。
So you don't open your clinic on Sundays, and yet you waste your time to preach in the church. I don't understand.
咁我就同佢講啊，我話一生人啊最大嘅祝福就係信咗耶穌。
So I told him the greatest blessing in my life is to believe in Jesus。
我最高興咧就係同人講耶穌。
I'm the happiest when I speak about Jesus to others。
佢諗咗一輪，佢話我相信你。
He says I believe in you。
因為你唔係靠傳道嚟揾飯食啊嘛。
Because you don't rely on preaching to make a living。
弟兄姊妹，你哋睇唔睇到平信徒侍奉嘅好處咧？
So, brothers and sisters, do you see the benefits of layman's ministry?
看不看到神按各人的能力用他的他连得呢？
Did you see that God used his talents according to each person's ability?
后来我跟他成为朋友，我们成为朋友没多久他就信了耶稣。
Oh, later on we became friends, and then shortly after he also believed in the Lord.
他经常跟我说。
And then he told me from
time to time. 陈医生，你是专家，有学问，又懂圣经，讲耶稣当然有人听啦。
Well, he said, well, you are the expert. You're knowledgeable, you know the Bible well. So, of course, when you said, people listen to you.
他说我是厨房佬，又没有口才，怎么可以传福音？
And he said, I'm just a cook, and I don't speak eloquently. So how can I share the gospel?
我安慰他，有心不怕迟，你切勿讲耶稣，上帝一定给机会你。
So I comforted him and said that if you have the heart, time will come. God will definitely use you.
有几次我就请了大学的同事和或者是医院那些行家去那间餐馆吃饭。
So several times I invited my colleagues from the hospital and also medical experts to eat at his restaurant.
吃到美食的时候，李先生就出来招呼人客。
So during dessert, Mr. Lee will come and then greet the guests.
请他坐下跟大家聊聊天。
So I also invite him to sit down and chat with the guests.
讲下他就讲个人的见证了。
And slowly the conversation would somehow turn into sharing his personal testimony.
李先生说想不到大学的教授啊，这些出名的医生啊，竟然会留心听我讲见证。
Mr. Lee said that he couldn't imagine that university professors and these famous doctors would actually listen to him telling his testimony.
他很开心。
He was very happy.
长话短说。
So to make a long story short,
神替他开了很多传福音的门路。
God actually opened doors for him to share the gospel.
他就主动地教那些少年罪犯厨艺。
He took the initiative to teach juvenile offenders to cook.
有机会就跟他们讲见证。
And shared his testimony with them.
后来他参加香港美食比赛。
So later, Mr. Lee competed in the Hong Kong culinary competition.
神呢好祝福佢喎。
And God blessed him.
一年两届攞到冠军喎。
And he won the championship twice in a row.
有啲基督教嘅机构咧就安排佢同餐饮业嘅员工做见证。
So some Christian organization then arranged for him to share his testimony with the culinary industry workers.
因为他得过奖嘛，有咗厨神嗰个封号嘛，咪有号召力咯。
So because he has won the championship and has the title of the Iron Chef, so now he has appeal to these people.
几年后有次佢嚟温哥华跟一个基督教嘅机构嚟。
A few years later, he came to Vancouver with a Christian organization.
聊聊下我就发现了神大大的使用他。
And after our conversation, I found that God had used him greatly.
十几年了，他由一个寂寂无名的厨师，神给他很多的机会。
Within 10 years, from an unknown cook, God had given him many opportunities.
在欧洲啊，在美洲啊，很多大城市，如果我没有记错呢，在澳洲为主作见证。
To travel the big cities of Europe and America, and if I remember correctly, also in Australia.
我哋主恩堂好多会友听过佢嘅见证。
And many members of LGC actually had heard his testimony.
后来啊，佢仲出咗一本福音性嘅食谱。
Later on, he even published a gospel cookbook.
弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余，绝对唔系过时嘅比喻嚟嘅。
To him who has, more will be added to him so that he has more. It is not an outdated metaphor.
是基督徒一生应有的写照。
This is a portrayal of a Christian's life.
你肯讲耶稣。
If you are willing to tell about Jesus,
神就给你有恩赐，有机会讲耶稣。
God will give you the gifts to tell Jesus.
我们一起祈祷。
So let's pray together.
我们在天上的父神，
Our Father in heaven，
感谢你呼召我们跟从你。
Thank you for calling us to follow you。
你让基督成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁和救赎。
You let Christ be our wisdom, our righteousness, our holiness, and our salvation。
求你感动我们，激动我们。
Please move us。
渴慕讲耶稣。
so that we desire eagerly to speak
about
Jesus.
講你喺我哋身上嘅恩典同埋慈愛。
To speak about His grace and love in our lives.
成就你喺我哋身上邊嘅計劃。
Fulfill your plan in us.
阿門。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
多謝大家。
Thank you, everyone.